Barncraft, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis, is Becca in?
Who?
Rebecca Lindahl.
Yeah, Matthew's calling.
Yeah, this is John with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hang on just a minute.
Thank you.
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky. This is John with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Oh, just grand and dandy.
Hey, I am also grand and dandy. That is awesome. So, yeah, hey, I'm not here to waste a bunch of your time, but I'm just following up on some financing y'all did with Great America a few years back. And because of that lending history you have with them, our company was actually able to pre-approve you for some working capital or some equipment financing. So, yeah, I'm just kind of circling around trying to talk some business with you.
Oh, I get really a lot of your kind of calls.
Yeah. Well, the only bad thing is the other people calling you are shitty at their job, and we're the best in the industry. So I get to walk around with the confidence of that.
You make the most money at it because you charge the most for the
No. Actually, our business model is based on helping businesses, not just loaning money. Yes, we loan money, but we loan money looking at the entire business model. And the only way we will move forward on our end is if the deal makes sense for you and for us. And for you, it needs to improve your business or be utilizing a piece of equipment that's going to increase your ROI. So no, we're not loan sharks. We're not looking to just get people with 20% interest. We don't do that. But what we do is just get to know people, learn about their business, and then see what kind of programs we can customize to meet their needs.
Why,
you see what I'm saying here?
Something in my email.
I would love to. I'd love to. What's your email?
Becky@barncraftjc.com.
Barncraft. Barn. Sorry. Couldn't quite hear you there. Barncraft. What's after that?
JC.
JC.
.com.
.com. Alrighty.
And Becky's B-E-C-K-Y.
B-E-C-K-Y. Alright, that's what I had. I appreciate that. So, yeah, just tell me a little bit about your business real quick. Y'all are sheet metal fabricators?
No. We're just a lumber yard.
Oh, you're just a lumber yard.
Post frame.
There it is. Okay, I appreciate that. I was just looking at the sick description, and obviously we have a little bad info here. But, so how long have you guys been in business?
Since 88.
Dang, since 88.
And then it was a family business before that, since about, 62.
Dang, okay. And what's your revenue looking like this past year, per se?
It's going like mad.
Going like what? You wouldn't shock me with the number. What, 2 mil?
No. But we're going to come down close to 2 mil.
Yeah. Okay. And when do you guys usually get together and talk about, you know, bringing in new equipment or bringing in some financing to keep
you
guys healthy?
I am thinking about if I have my druthers, whether I give money to Uncle Sam or buy a new piece of equipment.
Thank you. You are smart. I like you because that's exactly what I was going to bring up. A lot of people don't understand that if you don't go and invest it in your own business, you're just giving it to Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Well, so we've already done a whole bunch of repairs and maintenance on everything, it seems it, like. But
yeah, and it's like, why do all these BS repairs when you get new something new?
What happened right after they put Hillary in office, for God's sakes.
Oh, God. Please, let's just go ahead and say a quick prayer and hope that does not happen. Because I think that I'm with you. I that would just be terrible. But what kind of machinery would you be looking to bring in?
Well, it's going to be a tractor. It's probably going to either be a Kubota or a John Deere, a little pony tractor.
What's the
lawn and garden model, but
A little bit bigger. Bigger size. What's
the one I have right now is a 3120 John Deere.
3120. Okay, 3120. Yeah. And what would you be looking to upgrade?
I just buy a new one.
The same thing, 3120.
Well, that one or maybe a hair bigger.
Yeah.
That
okay.
One, that one has a little bit of trouble getting its bucket over a 5-yard dump truck.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's definitely time to upgrade then. You don't need to keep playing around with that. What would be the general cost for one of those suckers?
You know, I don't know, but they're having another sale on John Deere for no interest so that's probably how I would finance it. No interest for 60 months.
For 60 months? Okay.
Yeah.
zero interest for 60 months. That's a little hard to believe. What's the down payment then?
I haven't really gotten that close to figuring it out yet. I was going to talk to them, but then we've been having a customer that's a Kubota man, and I thought I would see what they had to offer.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would love to earn a chance to just be in the conversation because we completely, like I said, we're going to completely customize this finance deal to completely meet whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you want to have a down payment, we'll let you put one down. If you don't want one, we don't require that.
I can't remember whether I had to do one before or not. It's only been laid off for a year.
I'll just tell you right now. I've been in the biz here for a while now, and if they're offering that type of deal, my guess is they're going to ask for at least 15-20% down payment up front before you even start the deal, before you even get the tractor working for you. And so really it depends on what you're looking to do. If you want to have no down payment and know that thing's going to continue to make you better and make you profitable, we can do it that way. If you want to put a little bit down, you want to put 5%, you want to put 10%, whatever it is, we're going to work with you. Would you say that your guys' credit over there is good, bad, maybe somewhere in between?
It's probably on the medium side because I screwed a couple of credit card companies.
Okay. Well, how long ago was that? A while back?
Yeah, it's a while back.
Okay. So those accounts are probably, what, more than 7 years old?
No, they're not that old.
Okay, so somewhere inside of 7. All right, that's fine. We can work with that. We can work with that because it's fun. It's funny because these companies like John Deere who do their all their financing in-house, they offer you the great rate and they offer you, no payments for 60 months, but that's before they even get to know you. And so
no
that's
interest
why,
for 60 months.
I misspoke. No interest for 60 months. And they say that to you to get you in the door and then they're gonna work you. I'm just going to tell you now, especially knowing that you have a couple dings against you with some credit cards, they're basically just, they're getting you in the door and then they're going to run you through the ringer. We, on the other hand, we're not going to make any promises until we get to know you better and we can really show you the programs that we have to offer. So
okay,
if you
well,
could,
you're using up a bunch of my time at the sales counter.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. Well, then here's the deal. I'm going to shoot you that email I promised you, and I'm going to follow back up with you in a few days and see if maybe I can just even get you to fill out an application and just see if we're in the ballpark of competition for everyone else.
Okay.
All right, Becky. Hey, sorry for holding you up, but you had yourself a great day, and I'm going to shoot you that email.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.